You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Wisconsin teen opens up to her mom, confiding her sixth grade male teacher's aide discusses sex with her. The teen girl, the 14-year-old, says Randall Jefferson has shown her porn videos of him with other students and molested her in an empty classroom after school.
The student was too shaken to describe what Jefferson did to her in that room, but videos Jefferson took of other female students performing sex acts on him gave Wisconsin authorities an idea of what transpired. In addition to his role as a teaching aide, Jefferson ran an after-school program and helped coach track, giving him access to a large pool of students. Milwaukee Public Schools Media Relations Manager Stephen Davis issued a statement that the district is unable to comment on the incident at this time.
Randall Jefferson, 33, now facing 10 felonies for soliciting sex from minors. An obviously agitated Melvin Weaver begins to act erratically, shouting warnings about vampires, using his cane to hit objects around the home and his wife. Weaver, 64, then throws ceiling insulation on the stove and turns up the heat. Weaver goes door to door informing neighbors his house is on fire and his wife's inside. Thankfully, his wife escapes before the home burns to the ground. Weaver now charged with aggravated battery and arson. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two people, a 20-year-old man and a 12-year-old boy, have been detained on murder warrants in connection with the Texas killing of a Sonic Drive-In employee. Police say 32-year-old Matthew Davis was shot and killed Saturday night during a fight with 20-year-old Angel Gomez in a restaurant parking lot in Keene, roughly 40 miles southwest of Dallas. According to investigators, the child was at the restaurant with Gomez, who was causing an unexplained disturbance in the parking lot. The 12-year-old then shot Davis a number of times after grabbing a revolver from Gomez's car. Davis was taken to a hospital where he was later declared dead. Both Gomez and the boy fled from the crime scene, but Gomez later returned and was apprehended on a murder charge. The 12-year-old, whose identity has not been revealed, was located and apprehended in the neighboring town of Rio Vista. Three teenage boys are now facing multiple charges after a failed robbery resulted in the deadly shooting of a cab driver. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Somerset County Prosecutor John McDonald, the incident in Franklin Township was reported just before 10 p.m. on May 11th. When 57-year-old Kofi Addo arrived to pick up the teenagers, a 14-year-old and two 13-year-olds, the three entered the taxi and confronted him. The teenagers just wanted to rob Addo, but one of them shot the man while he was driving. Authorities say that after the cab struck a car parked in a driveway, the three teenagers escaped on foot. Addo was discovered in the taxi and rushed to the hospital, where he was later declared dead. His death was deemed a homicide after an autopsy revealed he had been shot in the head.
All three of the teenagers were quickly identified as suspects, and they were all apprehended on Friday. Authorities have not revealed which one shot Addo. All three of the suspects are being housed in a youth correctional facility. Now to Arizona, where a Tucson man has been found guilty on three counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of his ex-wife and her two children. 47-year-old John Edward James was found guilty by a Pima County Superior Court jury during a trial that started May 2nd. James was charged with shooting to death 44-year-old Wilona Amitris White, 18-year-old Talmadge Holmes Jr., and 14-year-old Jaden White. The three were discovered dead in June 2021 at the couple's Tucson home. According to Tucson police, all of the victims sustained several gunshot wounds, and at least one of them was asleep when the killings occurred. In Pennsylvania at this hour, authorities say a third person has been apprehended in connection with the escape of two inmates from a Philadelphia jail. One inmate is still at large. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
21-year-old Michael Abrams is charged with criminal conspiracy, hindering apprehension, escape, and criminal use of a communication facility after 18-year-old Amin Hurst and 24-year-old Nasir Grant escaped the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center on May 7th. Abrams was taken into custody in Berwyn Monday afternoon. Before authorities discovered the two were missing, they had been free for about 19 hours. The men were held in the same jail, but housed in separate units. Investigators think Abrams was in communication with the inmates who broke through a recreation yard gate and bolted from the correctional center. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Fenore told our friends with the Philadelphia Inquirer that Abrams was, quote, an associate of Hearst, who was accused of being responsible for four homicides.
According to court records, Abrams was awaiting a preliminary hearing in a case involving guns and firearms.
Lauren Wilhoit disappears after New Year's Eve with friends. Surveillance video shows her leaving a Layden Township hotel near O'Hare International Airport. No one has seen or heard from her since. Her boyfriend says her phone goes straight to voicemail. Her family says there's been no activity on bank accounts since New Year's Eve. If you have information on Lauren Wilhoit's disappearance, please call Cook County Sheriff's at 708-865-4896. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.